Three quarters behind us on opening night. The Tiger Den, Warsaw 62, Fort Wayne Northside 19. The numbers through three. The Legends are 7 of 24 from the field. That's 29%. 1 of 4 from three-point range. 4 of 13 from three-point range. Or from the free throw line, I should say. Warsaw 20 of 49 from the field. 41%. 12 of 28 from three-point range. 10 of 14 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 31-18. Warsaw with 9 turnovers and Fort Wayne Northside with 26. And the Lady Tigers have the ball starting the fourth quarter. Nep, the foul line, got hammered from behind by Anaya Woodson. That's her third. Out of bounds to Warsaw. Again, we're under a running clock with Warsaw by more than 35. Wren to throw it in. Gets it into Chastain in front of the Warsaw bench. Now back to Wren on the wing, down inside, and it's taken away. Woodson with a good steal. Up ahead to Page. Down the court to Williams. Runs in on Neely. Foul called on Alexis. Her third. And I believe free throws are coming. Kaiser back to the scorer's table to check in. Lenny Krebs discussing things with Bricker, Zartman, and Winchester down on the bench. And Williams' free throw bounces around, bounces around, and goes in. Neely comes out. Kaiser in. Warsaw does have some JV kids who are in uniform for tonight's varsity contest. Williams missed the second. She's 2 out of 8 at the free throw line, and traveling is called as Chastain turns it over. A minute gone, fourth quarter. 62-20, Warsaw. I think it's fair to say that Norwell will put up a bigger fight on Saturday. Eric Thornton's bunch is good again. I got the Felling girl, and she is really good. Could be an Indiana All-Star by the time this season's over. Loose ball at the far end, stolen by McManus. Wren had her outlet pass to Chastain tip, but Braley got it anyway. Right side Kaiser, three-pointer, air ball. About a 20-footer. She shot at 22 feet. Rebound to Woodson, ahead to Williams for two. They've been trying to do that this whole second half to keep Warsaw from pounding the boards, and they just haven't been able to do it. McManus on the baseline. A little 10-footer, rimming no good. Goes for own rebound. Bodies flying everywhere. Rebound grabbed by Page. Page up ahead to Williams. Across the lane for Floto, who wasn't ready. Now Blakey's got it. Page out top Woodson. She shoots a long three, and it's good. Woodson rings the bell, her first three-pointer of the game, 62-25. Nep out the wing, open, Wren for three, good. Her second three-pointer, timeout called by Fort Wayne North. It's a full timeout, so we'll take it. 5:49 left to play here in the game. Warsaw leads 65-25. We're back in 60 on NewsNow Warsaw. Welcome back to the Tiger Den. 5:49 left to play in our game. Warsaw 65, Fort Wayne Northside 25. And Warsaw was confused a little bit. Some of them were pressing, some of them were not. Now across the line goes Blakey. She's in trouble. Threw it out top. Knocked away by Wren. It's loose. Still loose. And we're going to have a whistle and a help ball. The air belongs to the Legends. We got a substitution for Warsaw. 5'10 freshman Kaylee Goheen is into the game. She comes in for Kaiser. Lucy Andrew is into the game. She comes in for Wren. As we told you, Lucy had a terrific JV game. 9 points, 8 steals. They beat Marion 45-1. They made a free throw with about 2.5 minutes left to go in the game for their only points. Ball lost on the baseline, out of bounds. And Blakey is down. Blakey has been wearing a brace, or sleeve at least, on her right knee. And she's up and limping over to the bench on her own. Did they come out The coach came out onto the court partway. I think Blakey's got to go out. I think he was out far enough that, and they are going to take her out. That's good to see. Morris comes back in for Northside. Under 5 left to play on the inbound. Shot by Page, no good. Rebound loose, grabbed by Page at the free throw line. Down to the baseline, Woodson for a jumper. That's no good. Weak side rebound, Lucy Andrew. Lucy makes a good move in the backcourt, takes it across the line. Oh, then throws it out above the free throw line to Knepp, then back to Andrew. She'll throw it to Chastain, who's open and shooting and missing for three. Gokeen saves it into Knepp. Knepp puts it up. No, was partially blocked by Floto. Long pass ahead from Woodson down to Williams, and she drives in and is fouled by Lucy Andrew. Lucy with her first, 4:16 left to go. Free throws coming up here with Warsaw up by 40. Once the official signifies to the scores table that it will be two shots, they stop the clock, which they have done. Stay tuned after the game, final scoring, final stats, and an interview with a pretty happy head coach in Lenny Krebs. Free throw by Williams is good. She's gotten the free throw line a lot. She's got 8 points. She's now 3 out of 9 at the free throw line. Chastain comes out. And coming into the game is Jocelyn Lukey, a 5'6 freshman. Williams shoots again and missed that one. McManus, the rebound for Warsaw. Lucy into the front court. Crosses over. Now spins back up the right side of the lane. Falling, firing, foul call. And those are the Warsaw players you hear in the background screaming for Lucy. She is a pretty popular Lady Tiger. Foul on Woodson is her fourth, I think. Nope, it's her third. And Lucy Andrews looking for her first varsity points in her first varsity game, and she got it. ...66-26 Lady Tigers. And the second one is up and short. Fight for the rebound, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Warsaw. Hard to find someone who won't be happy with how they played tonight. And these young kids that got into the game know that they're not going to get into every varsity game. But they are having fun. There's a steal by Lucy Andrew. Andrew lost the ball, picks it back up. Lukey for three. Rebound tipped to the sideline and out of bounds. Warsaw basketball with 3:16 to go. Clock running. Warsaw leads by 40. McManus to throw it in down here below us. And Lenny Krebs wants timeout. Timeout Warsaw. We'll take one. 66-26. Warsaw leads by 40, 3:05 left. It's a 30-second timeout. We're back at 30 on News Now Warsaw. By the way, Saturday, we will have Bart Curtis on, of course, to talk about the football game against Penn on Friday. Lenny Krebs will make his season debut at about 20 after. And then at about 35 after, it'll be volleyball coach Chandra Hepler. Three-pointer by Knepp, no good. Rebound Floto for Fort Wayne Northside. Coach Hepler watching some of her volleyball players that have made the transition to basketball down here to my left with her husband Abe. They are quite the power couple here in Warsaw. Fun to be around. There's a steal. Goheen steals it and leads the break. And good idea by Lukey to try to help her teammate. Ball tipped around, grabbed by Lukey. McManus, a three-pointer. No good. Long rebound comes bouncing out to Blake, who's back in there. Up ahead to Woodson, who stops and shoots and scores. Woodson with 7, and it's 66-28. Lucy Andrew up the side, out top, wide open Lukey, a three, in and out. And the rebound's grabbed by Floto. Long pass down the court. Floto running the floor, put it up, missed it, foul call. Page actually got the rebound. Floto was racing down the floor, hoping for something like that to happen. And we're going to have another timeout. The foul is on McManus. That's her first. Timeout Lady Timeout Lady Legends. 2:01 to go here in the fourth. 66-28. Warsaw with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. We want to say a special thank you to our corporate sponsors at Warsaw Community High School who make the live streaming on video of Tiger Home sporting events free to all you fans on the Tiger Broadcast Network YouTube channel in cooperation with us at News Now Warsaw as Floto shoots the first free throw, no good. Sim Financial, Faust Landscaping, Boggs Automotive, Summers Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, and Lakeside Chevrolet. Floto gets another free throw, looking for her first point of the season, and that one's no good. Long rebound grabbed, though, by Williams. Williams dribbles into the corner, up the sideline. New kid in there. That's Jaceana Johnson. And we have a foul underneath the basket. McManus with her second. And it's a shooting foul. Morris at the line shooting two with 1:44 left to go. Again, stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. We'll talk with Lenny Krebs. And our good friend Dave Ramsey is standing, waiting in the wings to give you financial information to make you a better investor. One more coming up for the freshman Morris. No good. Goheen will track down the rebound for the Lady Tigers. Lucy Ander across the line. Sees some space. Takes it in. Puts it up. Foul call. Morris with her second. Lucy gives the Lady Tigers. This is a team with some quick girls. Lucy Andrew gives the Lady Tigers some flat-out speed as the first one's up and in. She's got 2 points. She is a ruthless defender. When she gets the ball, she can really go with it. Second one's up, right through. So Lucy's got three in her first high school game, and it's 68-28 Lady Tigers with 1:25 to go. Williams across the line. Guarded by Andrew, picks up her dribble. Throws up the sidelines and throws it right out the end line and out of bounds. It'll belong to Warsaw with 1:10 left. Good crowd tonight on opening night. They've been treated to a pretty good show by the Lady Tigers. We're going to win big here on opening night. The season gets significantly harder from here. Knapp, backdoor cut. Lukey underneath for Goheen. Goheen didn't handle the pass and then flipped it backwards to McManus. And it went past her and out of bounds. It'll belong to Fort Wayne Northside. 40 seconds left. JV won earlier tonight, 45-1 over Marion. Varsity's going to win by about 40 points. Johnson picks up her dribble against Goheen. Out to midcourt to Morris, and that'll be over and back. 20 seconds left. Now 15. McManus will throw it in. Bounces it in for Andrew. Warsaw does not have to advance the ball past midcourt, but Lucy will anyway. She'll lean over the dribble and run out the time. Warsaw wins on opening night, 68-28 over Fort Wayne Northside. Post-game coverage begins after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Lady Tigers win their season opener tonight. Final score, 68-28 over Fort Wayne Northside. Final scoring in the game for Northside, who starts the season 0-1. Aubrey Blakey, 3 points. Anaya Woodson had 7. Talia Page had 8. Also, Kamaya Morris had 2. And Kalia Williams finished with 8 points. For Warsaw, 1-0 on the season. You had Kyra Kaiser with 1. Kelsey Wren, a couple threes and a basket for 8. Braylee Chastain with 1. Lucy Andrew with 3. And 4 Lady Tigers, 4 starters in double figures. You had Brooke Winchester, 14. Jocelyn Bricker, 10. Alexis Neely, 11. And Brooke Zartman, who had 20 points, including 18 in the first half. Warsaw led it 25-5 after 1 and 50-15 at halftime. That kicked in the running clock. Warsaw outscored Northside 12-4 in the third to lead 62-19 after three. Northside actually won the fourth quarter 9-6. Warsaw wins the game 68-28. We were never tied. We had no lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game. They played Marion in the JV game because Northside didn't have a varsity. So Warsaw scrambled around, found Marion, who needed a JV game, and Warsaw won that 45-1. The same Lucy Andrew, who had a really good fourth quarter for the varsity, had 9 points and eight steals for the junior varsity in that contest. Again, the final, 68-28. Warsaw is 1-0. We'll get to the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 68, Fort Wayne Northside 28. Time for the final stats in tonight's game. And the final stats are brought to you by Oliver Bergen and Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen and Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Northside shot 10 of 30 from the field. That's 33%. 2 of 5 from three-point range, 6 out of 21 at the free throw line. Warsaw was 21 of 58 from the field. That's 36%. 13 of 35 from three-point range. Again, remember, they were 10 of 22 in the first half. So then at the free throw line, not bad for opening night, 13 out of 18. Warsaw won the rebounding battle, 37-27, and Warsaw won the turnover battle too. Warsaw with 12 turnovers and Northside with 30 turnovers. Individually for Warsaw, Brooks Hartman, 7 of 14 for the field, 4 of 10 from the arc, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 20 points, 2 rebounds, 3 steals, 1 assist. Also, you had Alexis Neely, 4 of 9 from the field, 3 out of 5 from 3-point range, 6 rebounds to go along with 3 assists. Jocelyn Bricker had 10 points, including a 3-point basket, 3 out of 4 at the line. She had 5 assists and 4 steals. And Brooke Winchester, 4 of 5 from the field, 3 out of 4 from 3-point range, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. So she had 14 points to go along with 9 rebounds and 2 steals. Lenny Krebs is here. I know that when you want to play this frenetic, crazy pace, sometimes it doesn't always look pretty. What were your impressions of the first half of this basketball game?
No, we talked about before the game we needed to stack positive possessions, good possessions on top of each other, regardless of what the result was. My initial impression with this whole first game was we had too many negative possessions real early in this game that was due to us just being in a panic, didn't have our composure where it needed to be. Whatever word you want to use, we were trying to play fast, but we were almost out of control for a stretch. You saw us gain our composure, gain our confidence, and you saw things start to click. You know, I'll tell you what, when we are playing well offensively, we're capable of putting points on the board quickly. You saw stretches where it wasn't just a 3-0 run. It was multiple possessions where we're putting 8, 10, 12 points on the board before you have a chance to score.
Talk about your team's defense. I know that one of the things you were excited about was some girls who were only thought of as offensive players last year and how much they'd improved on defense. And we saw that here tonight. You've got some girls that really worked at the other end of the floor.
You know, you've known me long enough, especially prior to when we had this group. I was a defensive guy. I was all about, you know, playing defense, trying to hold teams below 40, all of those things. We harp on it more than you probably think. The pace of play causes us to become fatigued, and they're human. They're going to want to take a break somewhere. And what we've learned to do is we've learned to find those moments where we can take a breather without costing us on either side. But all of our kids have worked hard defensively to get better. Brooke Zartman's a much better defender. You look at Brooke Winchester, she's able to defend on the perimeter in ways that she never showed last year. Kaiser, she's a beast defensively. Lex Neely, we've got some people that can play defense. that on those nights when we're not necessarily scoring, we can prevent teams from putting points on the board.
You out-rebounded Northside 37-27. But you and I both know that better rebounding teams are coming on the schedule very soon. How do you feel like your team went about getting those rebounds? How did they block out? How did they maintain those blockouts? And what's your focus going to be on practice tomorrow on that?
You know, one, I think the bigger thing with defense, with rebounding, is pursuing the ball at times. I think there are times, you saw a couple times, we held a blockout too long instead of pursuing the basketball and going to get it. Everybody harps on the blockout, but there's a second part to that, which is pursuing the basketball. And that's the part I also want to work on. You know, those old school days of when you and I played, of hold your block out till the ball hits the floor, they're over and gone. The game is too athletic now. You have to be able to hit and then go get. That's a term we use. We want to hit and knock them off their path and then go get the basketball. We're definitely going to continue to work on that. And it's like I was talking to a gentleman before the game. He was talking about, well, I'm only concerned about your lack of size, da-da-da. Our pace of play also takes care of some of that rebounding and the fact that, one, you're going to be a little bit hesitant to crash the boards if you know that ball is going to get taken out and thrown up the court or outlet and thrown up the court. Teams are going to be hesitant to crash the boards at times. To me, that's another rebounding strategy that we can use.
Well, I will just tell you, you've got some gritty girls. Right, there are some girls on this team that are not afraid to get their, as we described it, not afraid to get their noses dirty and get in there and scrap. Kyra Kaiser had one of the great blockouts that I've seen in a long time. She got grabbed from behind, and that's why she couldn't go get that ball. But that's, she had two girls trying to fight for her for that rebound, and that's just one indication of what kind of heart your bunch has.
No, this is a hard-nosed group. They're tough kids. I probably don't give them enough credit at time for how tough they are. You know, Winchester stepping in, taking two charges, Kaiser blocking out like that. We're not afraid to get on the floor. You know, we stress the fact that there's no such thing as a 50-50 basketball because we're coming away with it. It's 100-0 ours. And we've got kids that buy into that philosophy. And we've got some tough-nosed kids. And I'm looking forward to seeing where we can be by February. This is a starting point. And, you know, in all honesty, this is probably one of the higher starting points that we've seen in 7 years that I've been here. How high can we get by the time we're, you know, peaking in February? That remains to be seen. We've got a schedule that's definitely going to challenge us, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, I can't wait to find out. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs of the Lady Tigers, after a victory 68-28 over Fort Wayne Northside. We'll come back with more next on News Now Warsaw. Well, as we always say after the first game of the season, you have to start somewhere, and this is a really good place for the Lady Tigers to start. They got to kind of try this thing out and see how it works. They saw what they need to work on and what they need to do better at, and all of that is positive because they did it. They did it here at home, and they still won by 40, even though, as Coach said, they still got a lot of things to work on and know when to go and when to hold it and those kinds of things. But all good things tonight. Everybody that played well, did something positive for the Lady Tigers. That's a really, really good opening night for Warsaw, the 49th opening night in the history of Lady Tiger basketball, and it begins with a 68-28 win over Fort Wayne Northside. Again, a couple of notes moving forward. Football Friday at Penn, 7:30 kickoff from Everwise Freed Field. And we'll be on there at 6:45 on News Now Warsaw. If you're coming up, you can get tickets in advance. Go to warsaw-tigers.com. We put up a story about that about noon today, so you'll be able to go and see that and click on that link and get your tickets for Friday night. Then Saturday, Tiger Talk starts at 9 a.m. Again, Coach Curtis will be on there. Right after the top of the hour, right at the start of the show. Lenny Krebs will be joining us at about 20 after. Chandra Hepler will be joining us at about 35 to 40 after to talk about the volleyball season. And we'll give you some updates on scores and information, and we'll talk about the cross-country team as they finished up their season at the state finals last weekend. So that's all coming up this weekend. And oh, then by the way, the girls have another matchup. That will be here against Norwell on Saturday night. That will be a 6 o'clock JV start here in the Tiger Den, followed by the varsity game. The freshmen also play Norwell down in the Career Center gym. We'll have the varsity game for you starting at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Steve Scott for his help back at the station. I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoy the broadcast. Warsaw fans, I know you enjoyed the outcome. Warsaw 68, Fort Wayne Northside 28. Stay tuned. Dave Ramsey is next.